lot of people have already signed up, of course.
Yeah.
But you might be able to get some. And she also has
maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as stable as other rides that we had been on. It seemed to be going a lot faster than I felt comfortable with. As we had went around the turn, it felt as if it wasn't completely attached to those tracks.
Bostic then talks about what she remembered next.
I remember hearing a lot of screeching, a lot of metallic, a lot of sounds that just weren't right. I closed my eyes, I held on. I remember being airborne, feeling as if I was falling. And then the next thing I remember was coming to on the ground looking up. I was told that I bounced from
maps that sharply favor one place.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked what is being done to take care of some of the leaks at the FBI.
In addition to creating a new policy to make it painfully and crystally clear so no one can have an excuse that they don't know what the rules are, I put in place a new policy in November. Second, we've created a dedicated leak investigation unit inside the Bureau specifically focused to ensure that those investigations have priority.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump spoke about immigration.
We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Although the national average for a gallon of gasoline is up over 60 cents from last year, the price is down this year for the second week in a row. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy tells us it may decline again.
Average gas prices have dropped 2.6 cents a gallon in the last week, with the national average falling to $2.89 a gallon in the last week. That's thanks to a drop in the price of oil, which makes it likely that gas prices may decrease again in the week ahead.
California remains the highest at $3.70, while South Carolina is the lowest at $2.54. I'm John Clemens.
Tesla is investigating how one of its cars appeared to suddenly catch on fire on a busy street in Los Angeles on Friday. The Model S that caught on fire belonged to actress Mary McCormick's husband. Jason Levine is a director of automotive safety. He says there's bigger issues here than Tesla's vehicle catching on fire.
A lot of lithium ion in one place, and so when it does catch on fire, the bigger concern immediately is, are first responders adequately trained?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earlier today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions addressed the National Sheriff's Association down in New Orleans. Take a listen to what the Attorney General had to say regarding immigration.
There's an important conversation occurring in this country about whether we want to be a country of laws or whether we want to be a country without borders. It is one of the reasons the American people elected President Donald Trump, and that was to end the lawlessness at our southern border. It's within our grasp. We can do it. Importantly, some years ago, it was decided to arrest some people who had crossed the border illegally, but anyone that brought a child with them would be given effective immunity from prosecution and would not be prosecuted. Word got out about this loophole, and the results were predictable. The number of aliens illegally crossing with children went from 14,000 to 75,000 in just 4 years, a five-fold increase. This cannot continue. These children are not entering at ports of entry, but in dangerous places, in deserts, and crossing our fences and attempting to escape law enforcement officers. We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either.
This is USA Radio News.
And I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, hosting an hour of Hot in Hunterdon here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And it's June 18th, and we have some commercials to do. And then I'll be telling you what's going on in the weather. And let me tell you, it's hot, goes with our title today. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Okay, so we're in the studio, and it is pretty cool in here, even though we're doing Hot in Hunterdon, but outside is a different story. It is actually 94 out right now this afternoon in Flemington, which is pretty incredible. We have a heat advisory going on. So what I want to say about this is the heat advisory is going on until 8 p.m. If you have pets, make sure that they have access to water. They're not locked in a car. Same goes for children. Very important to make sure that we, even just for a second, we don't run into a store, leave a child in the car with this heat. And also, our elderly and our individuals that have health issues, the heat can really impact them. So if you have someone who lives alone that is someone that you maybe could check on, today would be a great idea. Tonight we are looking at some heavy rain if there are isolated thunderstorms. So you know how that goes. I'll issue the alert through our weather extended forecast here for this evening, but we have no idea if it will get the isolated storms or not. It's going to be a little cooler this evening. We have a low of 72. Tuesday, we're looking at a slight chance of showers. Mostly sunny. It's not as hot as today, and originally that was the forecast, so we have a high of only 86 today. Tuesday night, we have a low of 60, mostly cloudy. Wednesday, we have partly sunny skies, and that is the day, the festival day. So we're going to talk about the festival again. Our guest from last week at Immaculate Conception Parish, that festival is going on from the 20th to the 24th. I will be there on Wednesday when it is partly sunny and 82. There's a 50% chance of showers. However, their fireworks night is Tuesday, and that looks like the evening should be fine. Thursday is a great festival day or beach day with mostly sunny skies and a high of 84. So I think the humidity is going to break tomorrow, and we should be in pretty good shape. Thursday, we have another high, 84. Did I mention that? I think I may have. Friday, we're looking at a perfect weather day with a high near 80. Great day for the beach, great day for the pool. And then we have some showers all throughout the weekend, Saturday night, and Sunday. And we have temperatures 79 on Saturday and 83 on Sunday. So I don't know if you all noticed that I skip the weather when it's not so good. So it's not a bad week in weather. Let's see what's going on here. We have one more commercial and then we'll be back on the air.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
All right, so our quote today, we're going to be unveiling some exciting news that's going on in the county next to Hunterdon. And before we're joined on the phone with our guest, I did want to give a quote. So we're talking about vision and leadership today, and our quote comes from The Way of Play, Reclaiming Divine Fun and Celebration, and this is Victor Shema. And he states this, in an era of globalization, we recognize that we are part of a global society, but we have no idea how to make such a society work. So far, no unified vision or leadership has emerged to guide us in this endeavor. We have not yet found a way to expand the spiritual ideas of democracy so that they pertain to every human being, every animal, and every plant. So our topic today, we're going to be talking a little bit about what's going on in Hunterdon this week with the Parish Festival and the exciting news that impacts the county over from Hunterdon and Warren County. We'll have a guest joining us in just a minute. So until that happens, you can enjoy some music.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise, her hands are never cold, she's got Betty Davis eyes, she'll turn her music on you, you won't have to think twice, she's pure as New York snow, she got Betty Davis eyes. And she'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. She got Greta Garbo standoff size. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll let you take her home. She'll lay you on the throne. She got Betty Davis eyes. She'll take a tumble on you, roll you like you were dice, until you come out blue. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll expose you when she snows you, off your feet with the crumbs she throws you. She's ferocious and she knows just what it takes to make it pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll tease you, she'll unease you, all the better just to please you. She's precocious and she knows just what it takes to make a pro blush. All the boys think she's a spy. She's got Betty Davis eyes. Thank you. needs you.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heide & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heide & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heide & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
New York is everything they say.
Back in the studio. Always, you know, we enjoy our technical challenges here. So let's see how we're doing. Do I have Paul Rummerfield, the executive director of the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, on the line?
I'm on.
Fantastic. And we can even hear you. We love when things work out. So I have been teasing my audience here, letting them know that we have some top secret news that we want to share. So before we go into that, maybe you just want to tell everyone a little bit about the Phillipsburg Housing Authority and what you do there to help low-income families.
Well, this is the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, like you said. We've been in existence since the late 40s. So we have five properties that we manage for low-income housing. We have two family developments. The first one has 150 homes, and the second one has 222 units. And we also manage three high-rise facilities, one with 100 tenants, one with 70, and the other with 34. So I guess we're the only housing authority in Warren County. Like I said, we've been in existence for about 70 years. I grew up in the housing authority, so I always like to use that as a point of reference. And it was a good start for my parents when they came in. My father worked at Ingersoll Rand, and they provided apartments for individuals coming out of World War II. And it really provided a start in life for a lot of families back then. that would then save up money for a down payment, buy a house, and continue to live their life. And that's what I think this Envision Center is all about. It's about empowering people to better themselves, to become more self-sufficient. I don't know how far you got into it, Georgine, with the Envision Center.
I didn't get into it at all. So
okay.
Why don't you let everyone know? We did a little bit in the beginning talking about visionary and leadership and how until we figure out how to work together and to have vision and to have our communities working as one, everyone is left out. So I haven't at all given the big announcement. So please, drum roll.
All right. Well, Phillipsburg has applied. Phillipsburg Housing Authority has applied for what's called an Envision Center demonstration. And if you can't hear my voice, I'm really excited about this. We're all really excited about it. There was when Secretary Carson came out and announced this center, there were only going to be 10 throughout the whole country. They did expand that to 17 towns or municipalities, cities that received the award of the Envision Center demonstration. And we're talking about large cities like Philadelphia, Youngstown, Ohio, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Detroit, the District of Columbia, San Diego Housing Authority, Bowling Green, and Little Phillipsburg, New Jersey. So we're excited about it. As I said earlier, when my parents lived here, the mindset then was to try to better yourself, get off of public housing, buy a house and raise your family. What's happened since then, it's become more of a generational situation where people move into public housing and one generation and the second generation continues to live here. But what this Envision demonstration allows us to do, it will allow us to expand the opportunities for our residents to become more self-sufficient. Now, this was a bricks-and-mortar grant, which means we have to have a building, a concrete a place for residents to go to avail themselves of programs and services that are out there that they may not know how to connect with. And there's three priorities for the Envision Center. The first priority is going to be residents living in public housing or, public assistance. The next priority will be for all other low-income residents living in the town and the surrounding area. And then finally, all other residents in our community. So we're excited about it. We're partnering with other agencies. It's going to be a real public-private partnership. And we're going to allow residents to have a voice in how we're going to come up with this and find out what their needs are. But the needs that were identified by Secretary Carson, they call it the four pillars. The four pillars consist of economic empowerment, which is intended to improve the economic stability of our residents, an educational advancement, which is intended to provide educational opportunities in a non-traditional way, on non-traditional platforms. The third pillar being a health and wellness pillar to improve access to doctors and screenings for blood pressure, diabetes, and things of that nature. And then character and leadership, which is really geared to more of our younger residents to encourage them to participate and volunteer in mentoring opportunities. But the whole premise of this is the notion that financial support by the government alone is insufficient to solve the problem of poverty. And as Secretary Carson likes to say, the gauge of public housing is not who enters it, but those that leave to better themselves. So we're excited. We had our first webinar today to tell us about the Envision Center on how to set it up. That'll be followed up. We'll be having HUD coming into the Housing Authority here in Phillipsburg sometime in July to help facilitate this program. We'll be meeting with residents. we'll be meeting with our other partners to see how we could best coordinate, this new service that we're going to provide for our residents. And then probably in August, we're looking at really having a ribbon-cutting ceremony to really unveil this and explain to the people in greater detail what it's all about. So I hope everyone was able to follow along with me. I'm just so excited about the opportunity that we have. Georgine, you're familiar with this. If you had any questions where I could better explain it?
I think the pivotal part of this grant is that, unlike other government programs, this understands and recognizes that we need community building, community engagement. And I think that you nicely demonstrated the priority is, of course, residents of the Housing Authority first, but it does not exclude other members of the town of Phillipsburg later. We're just prioritizing so we can determine what the real needs are. And I think the other piece to highlight, Paul, is that this project allows the community to tell you and your partners what is needed in the community.
Right. It's really a results-driven partnership, with the Housing Authority, of course, but with other federal, state, and local governments, with nonprofits, with faith-based organizations, and corporations. So we're really excited about bringing all participants to the table, bringing them in a one-stop shopping, so to speak, to really help and facilitate a self-sufficiency for our residents.
And it really is something that is a game changer for a community like Phillipsburg that does have a high number of individuals that are unemployed, a high number of poverty, things that we know are not acceptable in society when the basic needs aren't covered. So when you have housing, perhaps with these other partners, including the private, I think that's such a great idea when we pull in private partners and it's not just a nonprofit or just a housing authority, but it's the collective wisdom of a group listening to people who are in poverty saying, this is how I get out and this is what I need to do to get out. And these are the resources, gathering those resources. And I think that it's astonishing for Phillipsburg to be able to move people out of poverty. I really appreciate the remarks that you were able to pull from the HUD commissioner, and I think that it's about moving people. Poverty is being stagnant. It's accepting lower income. It's accepting sometimes low-wage jobs, not having health insurance. This is about movement. This is about moving people out of poverty. It's about moving resources into a community. It's about building engagement with key stakeholders, including residents. So we're so excited for you to be the sponsor.
Well, we're excited. Phillipsburg is small enough that I think we're going to be more results-oriented, I think. You get into a bigger city, Detroit, Philadelphia, areas like that, they'll have an impact, but I don't think they're going to have as great an impact that we will in Phillipsburg, just because we're there. We know the residents. They know us. We're on a first-name basis with many of them. So I'm really looking forward to it, and I think there's great things to come from this Envision Center, and I think we're really filling a need and really coordinating everyone. And, it's going to give the community a centralized hub for support that they'll be able to go to, and we can help them out.
And it is amazing, Paul, that you are the only community in New Jersey that was selected for this project. I know there was a lot of competition for this, and to see Phillipsburg's name in the list is just really such an amazing time. And I think these are the projects that create movement when people like you have the fortitude to try something else, to bring in partners. As long as you've been the executive director, you've always tried to encourage groups to come in, to have services, residents to engage. And I know today you had a new staff member starting for another project that you run through HUD to engage residents.
Right. It's the Resident Opportunity Self-Sufficient Coordinator, which will really dovetail into this Envision Center very, very well. She just started today. And it's a three-year grant that we receive from HUD. And it's, again, to really help the residents, to empower them to become more self-sufficient. And you had talked about, you know, Little Phillipsburg. And we could have looked at it and said, you know, this Envision grant, there's so many communities in the country that are going to apply for this. We're never going to stand the shot. You know, why even submit our name? Why even submit an application for this? And if we took that attitude, shame on us, because I received an email, it was 2 weeks ago on Monday, and said, hey, we're in the finals. And I was excited about that. And it said, give us some more information by Tuesday at 3 o'clock, and we're going to let everyone know on Wednesday whether you were successful. So Wednesday, I'm looking at the phone, I'm going on the HUD website, and nothing's coming up. And I'm getting pretty bummed because I think, wow, we made it to the finals. Maybe there's a real shot at getting this. And nothing came through until Thursday around noon. I saw where Secretary Carson was in Detroit unveiling, and the press had a list of everyone on. And like I say, it's the city of this, the city of that, and it was town of Phillipsburg. And I tried to stay pretty even keel. I don't get too excited over things. But I think I actually got up and yelled, hey, we got it. So I was pretty excited about it.
Well, it is really, really exciting. And you believed in it, which is incredible, because when you have that much competition, it's easy, you know, to think, oh, you know, not to follow through or do all those excellent follow the process and wait it out and see what happens. So we really can't wait to...
Oh, my God. Well, like I say, I mean, I think I lived the dream. You know, I grew up in public housing. You know, I don't know where my parents would have gone if public housing wasn't available for them. You know, we're five in my family. My father worked. My mother was a stay-at-home mother. And it was really a support system back then. It's kind of evolved into something a little bit different now. But I see this whole Envision Center bringing it back to what it was initially intended for. And, you know, my three sisters, my brother, we all, you know, grew up. I'm the only one living local anymore. I thought I was going to be gone. Last thing I ever thought I'd be doing is working for the public housing that I grew up in. But it really gave me an appreciation for what, you know, services can do for you, what it can help families. You know, I went on, I graduated at Lafayette, and, you know, here I am today running the Housing Authority. So I think we have to bring ourselves back to what it was then to help people out, empower them to do better, and lead productive lives in the, you know, the free market, so to say. You know, and get out and either whether you're going to rent or whether you're going to buy, but get off assistance and use the tools that we're going to be able to provide for our residents to really better themselves and their family.
And we hope that you'll continue to share part of this journey with us for the community of Phillipsburg. We're just so excited to be able to have this announcement on our broadcast today.
Absolutely.
So we will definitely check back in with you and look forward to the roundtable and the HUD visit that's coming up next month.
Great.
So thanks for being with us, Paul. We really appreciate it here in Houghton Hunterdon.
Yeah, thank you for providing me the opportunity to speak on your show and get the word out.
Excellent.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations again.
Thank you.
And that was Paul Rummerfield, the executive director of the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, sharing the exciting news as the sponsor of the new Envision Demonstration Grant, the latest round, one of 17 selected throughout the country to be able to focus on the four pillars to help families move out of poverty and to help communities be engaged and strong. We are going to do the news, and then we certainly will be back after that. Stay with us.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the Department of Justice IG report that came out Thursday of last week. FBI Director Christopher Wray was asked what is being done to take care of some of the leaks at the FBI.
In addition to creating a new policy to make it painfully and crystally clear so no one can have an excuse that they don't know what the rules are, I put in place a new policy in November. Second, we've created a dedicated leak investigation unit inside the Bureau specifically focused to ensure that those investigations have priority.
Earlier today at the White House, President Trump spoke about immigration.
We need borders. We need security. We need safety. We have to take care of our people. You take a look at the death and destruction that's been caused by people coming into this country without going through a process. We want a merit-based immigration system.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Although the national average for a gallon of gasoline is up over 60 cents from last year, the price is down this year for the second week in a row. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy tells us it may decline again.
Average gas prices have dropped 2.6 cents a gallon in the last week, with the national average falling to $2.89 a gallon in the last week. That's thanks to a drop in the price of oil, which makes it likely that gas prices may decrease again in the week ahead.
California remains the highest at $3.70, while South Carolina is the lowest at $2.54. I'm John Clemens.
Tesla is investigating how one of its cars appeared to suddenly catch on fire on a busy street in Los Angeles on Friday. The Model S that caught on fire belonged to actress Mary McCormick's husband. Jason Levine is a director of automotive safety. He says there's bigger issues here than Tesla's vehicle catching on fire.
A lot of lithium ion in one place, and so when it does catch on fire, the bigger concern immediately is, are first responders adequately trained?
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Earlier today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions addressed the National Sheriff's Association down in New Orleans. Take a listen to what the Attorney General had to say regarding immigration.
There's an important conversation occurring in this country about whether we want to be a country of laws or whether we want to be a country without borders. It is one of the reasons the American people elected President Donald Trump, and that was to end the lawlessness at our southern border. It's within our grasp. We can do it. Importantly, some years ago, it was decided to arrest some people who crossed the border illegally, but anyone that brought a child with them would be given effective immunity from prosecution and would not be prosecuted. Word got out about this loophole, and the results were predictable. The number of aliens illegally crossing with children went from 14,000 to 75,000 in just 4 years, a five-fold increase. This cannot continue. These children are not entering at ports of entry, but in dangerous places, in deserts, and crossing our fences, and attempting to escape law enforcement officers. We do not want to separate children from their parents. We do not want adults to bring children into this country unlawfully either.
This is USA Radio News.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, back here in Hot and Hunterdon, still trying to figure out my technology issues here with our studio issues here. So we thank Paul Rummerfields for joining with us on that part of the call. almost had it. It was so close. Guess not. Right, well, keep trying, right? Okay, so the rest of our show today, we do have to catch up with some commercial breaks here. So we are going to take care of that in the next 15 minutes. And I wanted to go over some, we only have 20 minutes left, so we do have to get our content going. So a couple of things we wanted to talk about. One is the event that we are mentioning this week for our Hot and Hunterdon event. It's hot, so you could be outside for the Immaculate Conception Parish Festival. And this is the 17th Annual Parish Festival. It is at 316 Old Allerton Road in Annandale, and it runs June 20th until the 24th. So that event is going on. The 20th is fireworks, 21st wristband night. The pig roast that some people like starts on the 22nd at 6 p.m. And then on the 23rd and 24th, we have the festival has fireworks night on the 23rd. And then on the 24th, it is wristband day. So the 24th is from 4 to 9. So let's see. We go on the 20th as our first night with the fireworks. Fireworks you can also see on the 23rd if you missed that first night. And they have all types of food, games, things to do if it's raining or if it's hot and sunny. And special accommodations can be made. You can call 908-735-9564. If you do need some different type of accommodations, they do mention that they have some different golf carts and volunteers that are able to help meet some of the special needs, and they just ask that you give a call in order to see how they can help you to attend the festival without any issues. You can also look at their website. It's icfestival.org. That is icfestival.org. And this fundraiser helps the Immaculate Conception Parish, which also has a school. So those are some things going on in Hunterdon County. I wanted to also mention the shooting in Trenton at an art festival. It's one of the events that we like to sponsor. It's a local event. We certainly like to let people know what's going on. And in the past, we have certainly posted information about it because it's a very fun type of event. Unfortunately, there was a shooting there with one person dead and 22 injured, which never want to see any type of casualty, and certainly not something that happens at an event or anywhere. You certainly want this to be preventable. You want it to be avoidable. Artworks, obviously, was ceased at the onset of the shooting, and perhaps they were even trying to shut this down, the event down, earlier. So they're working with the different authorities, Mercer County Prosecutor's Office and the Trenton Police, of course. The event, I'm trying to recall when it started, but it's actually been in existence for over 10 years. I'm going to guess 12. And it's pretty neat festival. And there's always live music, which if you listen to our show, you know that I love to do the different live music by artists. It's great to support things locally, artistic demonstrations and those kind of things. So it was always a 24-hour long event. So I'm not sure what this will mean for the event in the future, but certainly they usually had at least 1,500 artists, and there were normally about 30,000 people that attended. So let's hope that our elected officials are able to help keep the law enforcement personnel at these events, trying to keep everyone safe as much as possible. And all the volunteers that put this together, that event together, is pretty amazing. And hopefully, if people haven't had a chance to go, they'll be there. And certainly extend our best thoughts for all the people that were there and were impacted. Certainly, we always say, not in our backyard. You never think about it. You never think that could happen in New Jersey at a peaceful, artistic type of event. But these things do happen, and we have to mention them and remind people to take precautions. When you see something, you say something, you report information, you look around, you be aware, you be watchful, and you be vigilant. We're going to do our commercials, and we'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Now we're back in the studio talking about a few other events going on this weekend. I think it might be the last weekend in June. Could that be? I'm not even sure. I should look this up. That would be helpful, huh? All right. I believe it is the last weekend in June. So we have things going on the 23rd and the 24th. So one event that's coming up that's always a great event to support charity, it's Unity Bank. And everything, I'm going to have to play some numbers. 12 and 13 just keep coming up here. So Unity Bank is going for their 12th annual Cruise and Bob's Classical Car Show. And that's going to be on the 24th from 10 to 2. And that's at the Unity Clinton headquarters at 64 Old Highway 22. And the funding from here benefits Family Promise of Hunterdon County and Family Promise of Warren County. So we have had, I believe we've had Bob on our show from Warren County. Certainly in the past, we've talked about the work that they do to end homelessness and the sheltering of homeless families in Warren County. So they use this funding to be able to support the work in the community. So the employees and some volunteers of Unity Bank actually put this event together to be able to have sponsors and classic car owners making sure that it's a successful event. We have Dr. G Entertainment for the event, and there'll be face painting and balloon art. Admission to the event is free. It's car owners who pre-register. A $10 donation reserves a spot in the competition. And the day of the show, you can still get in on the action for $15. So we've actually the 20th is the, I guess today's the 18th, and the 20th is the registration discount closes. So you still have time to just do a $10 donation. And the show starts for registration at 8:30, the day of the show. They typically have about 130 automobiles, classic car owners, and they're competing for cash prizes. So that's pretty neat. There's all different categories. You can look on their website at unitybank.com/car show, and you could get a little more information there. And there's still some sponsor opportunities between $25 and $250 available. So if you have a classic car, you should try to support organizations that end homelessness this weekend on the 24th and support Family Promise and Unity Bank, who is certainly trying to be a community bank. And the other event that we wanted to mention, just going to check the time here, but the Music in Clinton started Memorial Day weekend, and that is always really a fun outdoor setting to be able to see different artists. The night that I was there, they had three different artists that you can listen to, so that's pretty fun, and that's live music that's brought by the Clinton Guild, so we'll look that up real hopefully quickly to see if we could find that. It's called Come Together Friday Night Music Festivals. And that is, let's see if we could find it. We're going to have to go another way here. So, who knew that Facebook is going to be where we get our information sources? Let's see, Clinton Come Together Music. So typically you can go there at 5 o'clock and it is available for you. Let's see, we have this, they have a lot of videos on their page. Okay, so it is official. It is going on, and they have different groups that are there. Even some Simon and Garfunkel tribute bands. So that is wonderful. And the music is typically from 7 to 9 p.m. They had the 78 West band there. That's one of our favorites. And they were there along with a Frank Sinatra tribute and big band tune. So we'll have to see and post what's coming up on this week's show. We'll try this, their Friday night get together. We're going to do a little commercial. We'll try to get that information. And then we'll be back to wrap it up. Figured with the hot weather today, we would all appreciate a little walking on sunshine music. So thank goodness for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, who are receiving me with the Come Together Music Festival. So that is nice. Music does start at 7 o'clock. If we do find the name of the artist, we'll be able to post that information. And now we're just wrapping up our hour here and just reminding everyone that we had the Phillipsburg Housing Authority Executive Director talking about the Envision Demonstration Grant and how they're just recently awarded as one of the groups to begin the demonstration grant, one of 17. So that is such exciting news. And we'll be actually on a rewind next week, finishing up the month of June, which is seems like we were just lamenting about the snow, and now the month will be over next week. And we'll be back in the studio on July 2nd, hopefully, or perhaps we'll be somewhere warm and sunny on the beach. Hope everyone has an outstanding week. Go visit the Immaculate Conception Parish or listen to some live music in your community. Take part in something. Thanks for being with us here at Hot in Hunterdon.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is holding a hearing regarding the IG report that came out Thursday of last week. Justice Department Inspector General Michael Horowitz spoke about how the FBI cannot be influencing elections.
I can't think of something more concerning than a law enforcement officer suggesting that they're going to try and use or may use their powers to affect an election.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was in Detroit speaking today. Once again, the topic turned to trade.
Chinese leaders over these past few weeks have been claiming openness and globalization, but it's a joke. Let's be clear. It's the most predatory economic government that operates against the rest of the world today. This is a problem that is long overdue in being tackled.
And your numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average ended down 100 points on this Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing health care costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful. But then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared. And the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works. And it's so easy to get your questions answered too. So why not? You can call right now. 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
A fifth illegal immigrant has died from their injuries suffered in a rollover accident 100 miles southwest of San Antonio, Texas. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Clemens.
U.S. Border Patrol agents and sheriff deputies were trying to stop the Chevy Suburban, but the vehicle sped away traveling at 100 miles an hour when the driver lost control and the vehicle rolled over several times. I spoke to reporter Jaffney Gray of San Antonio's KSAT TV 12.
During that impact, several people were ejected, 14 people total inside of the vehicle, including a driver and a passenger who were both U.S. citizens, and the rest were undocumented immigrants.
I'm John Clemens.
A majority of voters over the age of 50 in Florida approve of President Trump. That's according to a new poll out by Politico and the AARP. The poll found that 52% of voters 50 plus approve of President Trump, while 44% do not approve and 4% had no opinion. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The Supreme Court today passed up two opportunities to rule on when and if a state violates the Constitution by drawing electoral maps that sharply favor one political party. In rulings from Wisconsin and Maryland, the justices gave little clarity to when partisan gerrymandering goes further than the law allows. Last Thursday, 10 people visiting a Daytona Beach amusement park were on a ride called the Sandblaster. The ride derailed, and one of the passengers, Amanda Bostic, told GMA that things did not seem right from the start.
As the ride started, it was shaky. It didn't feel as stable as other rides that we had been on. It seemed to be going a lot faster than I felt comfortable with. As we had went around the turn, it felt as if it wasn't completely attached to those tracks.
Bostic then talks about what she remembered next.
I remember hearing a lot of screeching, a lot of metallic, a lot of sounds that just weren't right. I closed my eyes. I held on. I remember being airborne, feeling as if I was falling.